أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 68, 69 and 70 of Surah Yunus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after speaking about the polytheists, the Quraysh, the mushrikeen of Makkah, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks mainly about the Christians. And Allah says, قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ. They said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given birth to a son, Subhana, glory be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The beauty of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala mentions the blasphemy that they had committed, and immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Subhana, glory be to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pure from all of that. In many discussions before, we discussed that for a child to be born of a parent, there has to be the same species, the same kind, the same type. And when they spoke about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam being the son of Allah Ta'ala, or for that matter the Yahud, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam being the son of Allah Ta'ala, then everybody will agree that the species is not the same, the kind, the type is not the same, and hence it is absolutely illogical. Huwa al-ghani, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghani, Allah ta'ala is independent. Allah is not in need of any son, neither biological nor adopted. Allah is not in need of any relationship. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is independent of all of that. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Then what is the relationship between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the whole creation? Allah ta'ala says, lahu ma fi samawat, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies. All of that is in the ownership of Allah. Wa ma fil ard, whatever is in the earth, all of that is in the ownership of Allah. In other words, the entire universe, the entire creation, all of that belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In indakum min sultanim bihada. Now coming back to the original beginning of the ayat, Allah ta'ala says that you people do not have any sultan. You people do not have any evidence, any proof that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had begotten, or Allah ta'ala had taken a child. Where is the evidence? Where is the proof? When the proof is clear that Allah ta'ala had not had any offspring, etc. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah ta'ala asked the question, do you say upon Allah ta'ala such things that you do not have knowledge with? Yesterday we spoke about speculation and assumption. Here also they have made blasphemy upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Say, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who fabricated lies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be successful. What are we ultimately looking for? Success. And that is the success of the hereafter. Now they believe very firmly that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam had died and he was crucified and he had died for their sins and they will be all atoned on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to all of that and Allah says, mata'un fid dunya, living in this world, deriving benefit from this world, all of it is for a very short while. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ, then towards us is their return. ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدِ, then we will make them taste the very painful, severe punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ, because of their disbelief, in lieu of their disbelief. So there is no such thing that a person, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, would be crucified and his blood will be shed in lieu of the sins of his, of those that follow or believe in him. Each person on the day of Qiyamah is going to stand as an individual. Yes, there is shafa'a, shafa'a, intercession of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercession of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. However, even then we will have to stand in front of Allah and be accountable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our own sins. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.